the technique. Now, NMR is a property of the atomic nuclei that we're looking at. For it to be of use, our atom has to possess spin angular momentum now at the nucleus. So we're now not talking about quantum numbers for the electrons, we're now talking about quantum numbers for the nucleus. So the nucleus then has got the protons and the neutrons in it. We're now looking at the characteristics of that ensemble of the protons and the neutrons. The energy states then for the nucleus are quantized in exactly the same fashion as for the electrons, so we get values of plus 1 and plus 2, not 1.01, 1.02, etc. Now if we take a spinning charge, we know in physics that it creates magnetic field. So what we've got in the case of a nucleus then is we have got a charged nucleus with spin, and therefore it behaves just like a little magnet. So here we have got our nucleus then, which we are saying has got spin as a characteristic. This then will have a characteristic effective magnetic field. The two nuclei we're going to spend our attention on here are carbon-13 and hydrogen, because we're looking at organic chemistry. But if we moved into inorganic chemistry, then we could say, well, we want to look at phosphorus, or we want to look at rhodium, or we want to look at iron. There are lots of different metals and non-metals that have appropriate nuclear spins. So for carbon, we have to unfortunately dump on the major isotope, carbon-12. It doesn't have the right spin, and go to carbon-13. Whereas for hydrogen, we get lucky because the major isotope for hydrogen does have spin. Now a spin that's convenient for NMR is spin a half. The difficulty then for carbon-13 is carbon-13 is only 1% natural abundance. Whereas the case of hydrogen, we're up to nearly 100% natural abundance. So this means the hydrogen NMR is going to have a very high sensitivity, whereas the carbon-13 NMR has got lousy sensitivity. So back at the start of that analytical section, I said, in terms of spectroscopic techniques, we typically need like a milligram of material unless we're dealing with carbon-13, in which case we may need 20 milligrams or 100 milligrams of material, depending on how big the molecule is